continue and improve communication between the Board of Trustees and the citizens of Lorraine Public Service. Mr. Duffy.
So on this one, there's no memo, but in essence, it's meant to be a discussion or a dialogue around some of the conversations that have occurred both at CBOC and Board of Trustees, that willingness to build a bridge that's more clear, more transparent, and just overall building of a relationship, if you will. So this is, I believe, an example of how this can look like. Our bylaws do call for two meetings a year. I think this year we met the two meetings a year. We're off in terms of the month, but I think it's springtime, maybe March or May, and in the fall. So we did meet twice a year. The timing was not exactly as it should be. We'll get there. But that's, again, how can we build that rapport, if you will, CDOC and our Board of Trustees, is the general gist and goal of this agenda item.
Before we discuss, Madam Clerk, are there any speakers on this?
Yes, Gloria Simpson. Okay, there are no speakers.
Okay. Mr. Carey, then Mr. O'Neill, and Mr. Burr.
Well, I certainly think this forum is useful, and it's, we do have to do it twice a year if possible. Another thing that we might want to look at, and I know we all spend plenty of time doing these activities, and plenty of time something in the district and volunteers, but one of the things that the Brown Act allows for, doing retreats, and the advantage of that forum is that you get to roll up or sleep a little bit, let our hair hang down, everyone knows what you want to use. It's less formal, doesn't have to be agendized, and what we can do with it is use it more as a function for education. So we could, for example, have a presentation by Calmock or somebody else, maybe the fellows that are looking at underwriting the next bond, so we can learn more as well as just participate in sort of a policy-making forum. And that would be a good use of our time. It would allow us to also kind of work with each other on a little bit more informal, focused basis.
Would that be in addition to the two meetings or in place of all?
And yes, I think it should be. And what I'm suggesting is we do them over, don't make it a long event. And this may not be a long, may seem like a long event, but make it a very focused training session and take a morning or an afternoon or so and give us a chance to learn our craft, if you will. Maybe that's the way to look at it relative to the bond oversight, or even roof systems might be a good subject for us to look at together.
Stuart.
I think this is a good first start. I think the very first time we all got together in this room last year, everybody was fairly new to their jobs. And there isn't any of us on either the board or the committee that are here for any self-aggrandizing or any reason other than we have a concern for our community and for education. I think that's a given. We come at it from different aspects, different perspectives. One of the advantages I think that we would have in a retreat, and I suggested that even earlier, we get to know each other as individuals. Now, some of us drive Ford, some of us drive Chevy. It doesn't make one or the other of us more knowledgeable or more sinister. And I think if we learn a little more about each other and where our strengths are, and again, we may just not agree on something, but that's fine. But at least we can learn who we are and come to know each other. And that may sound a little bit Pollyanna-ish, but I think that from that comes dialogue, and we don't have to be purposes. We're an oversight body, so we're going to be a little different than a companion body. But it doesn't mean that we'll be co-opted if we get to know you folks on an individual basis. And we don't have to agree. We just simply have to do our respective jobs. And so I think a retreat, however you want to stage it, something informal, where we get to know a little more about ourselves, even over a lunch or something, I think that's a good thing. And I think that's probably the next step.
Mr. Rizzo.